95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. It's happy hour. And that means Josh from SR Prod is here. Morning Hog Brew Review. Love the Brew Review. But we're reviewing an interesting blend of fun new flavors for the weekend, as we always do.
Exactly.
In this case, I don't even know what we're about to get into, dude. I see the word Fresca.
So, I don't know if you remember in the past, I told you guys that when I drink liquor, it's either some rum or gin.
Yes.
And
yes.
I tend to mix my gin with Fresca.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Fresca decided, well, we heard Josh is doing this, so we're going to just make our own damn product.
Bandwagoning. They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not gin based on this.
Is it copyright infringement?
Yeah.
They went the different direction. They didn't use gin.
He's not going to sue him.
Yeah.
But, so again, these are ready to drink cocktails, actually spirit based. Right. The first one we'll start off with is a Tequila Paloma.
Okay.
Mm.
So, yeah, Fresca is doing their own.
What is Paloma?
You know, you got.
It's a dance.
One other company soda that's out there doing a hard soda.
Yeah.
So Fresca decided to go ahead and do their own as well. The interesting tidbit to me was Fresca was literally created back in, what was it, 1966, I believe
it was.
To,
yes.
To actually mix with alcohol.
Really?
That's the whole purpose of them creating Fresca.
Really?
Yes.
You know. No, think about it. It was a pretty bland soft drink.
Right, just a citrus soft drink.
Yeah.
You know?
You put some. I never thought about putting booze in it.
I have never in my life tasted anything like this.
So, wow. The tequila smell is very pronounced.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But doesn't overpower the flavor. There is an ass load of flavor. Can I say that?
You just did.
I'm pretty sure. Let me try to get
ass. There's a lot going on in there.
Wow.
There is a lot.
Kind of layered.
Wow. That's extremely good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Nicely balanced. Again, 5% alcohol. So you'll notice a lot of these are 5%. I know we did the Dogfish back in the day, the 7%.
Mm-hmm.
The reason most of these are going to hit this 5% mark is because they are allowed to be sold if you have a beer and wine license. If they're over 6%, then you have to have a liquor license.
Oh,
so
look at that.
Weird Florida state law. Sure. It might be even national law, but definitely in Florida.
Yeah.
So these will start to be available in places that you're not buying liquor. You know, you can buy beer, wine, and ready-to-drink cocktails as well.
It's one of those very smart moves on behalf of Fresca and everybody in the game who are just like, hey, what are you, I'm going to knock it down 2%?
Yep.
And then I can sell these anyplace?
Yeah. When you do the, you know, over the 6%, you kind of narrow your market down to anybody with that liquor license, and that's not a lot of places.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to be able to find these anywhere.
And as professional drinkers, we would tell you, hey, if you need 7%, just have 2 5s.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Make 7.
Yep.
Right? So that's all.
You're okay. Very bad at math.
I'm not sure if that's good. Correct. All right. So that's a great flavor. I don't even really need to go to any other cans, but go ahead, Josh.
We got one more.
All right.
So we got their vodka spritz.
Ooh.
So I'm going to assume, since it's not grapefruit, or Paloma is typically with grapefruit, this is vodka spritz. So I think this will be a little bit more of a citrus base.
Or berries.
All right.
Berries and cream.
Of course, a lot of people remember the legendary Olympics U.S. swimming champion Mark Spritz, who is
you know what? Every time I doubt you on stuff like that, I look it up and it's right. So there probably is somebody named Mark Spritz out there was in the Olympics.
It's Mark Spitz, but I just decided to throw the R in there just for fun, you know. But I'm just thinking maybe he gets an endorsement with Fresca. Just saying, Mark, look him up.
Mm.
So this one is using real vodka, 4 times distilled vodka. So don't forget about that. 5% alcohol. Both of these are 100 calories.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to push off of that seltzer realm into these ready-to-drinks, you're still going around the same calorie count.
It's very good.
Exactly.
This tastes like a Fresca to me.
Well, so like it's a made regular with Fresca. Real Fresca.
Yeah.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, Fresca went away.
Weird, huh?
Did Steve just mock you?
Slightly.
I'm pretty sure,
I think he mocked you.
But, yeah. It's probably his name.
Technically.
But isn't that amazing that you can have a soft drink from the 60s?
Right.
That here in, I don't know what year it is, but it's been a while, is reformed and made even better.
Yeah. And, I mean, these do not have an overly alcohol flavor
behind them
anything.
Yeah. No, they don't.
The tequila one, you can taste the tequila, which is nice, but it doesn't have that tequila burn, which is also nice. Nicely balanced. So these come in 4-pack, 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
But check out the website.
SRParrot.com/beer finder is what Josh is referring to. Now, if you go into this weekend and you're like, hey, maybe I want to have a beer, maybe I want to have a thing, it's fine. Work these into the rotation, right?
Absolutely.
These dance well with anything, I would think.
Yeah, and they're great, you know, throwing the cooler to go to the pool or the beach. You know, you're not having to bring a whole liquor bottle and your mixer. Mm-hmm. These are pre-made, ready to go. Maybe a little bit lower alcohol than if you're making your drink, but
convenient for you.
I told you why.
You can have more. That's right. Yeah. And they make your hands look huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, srprod.com/beer finder. Chase them down. Josh, happy weekend to you. Thanks for enhancing ours. Cheers.
Cheers.